Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kargisha, and I have another message from the horses to share with you. This past week, there was really a theme of balance that the horses chose to share. And one of the horses that really taught me a lot about balance is Missy. And it was very interesting because as I was preparing my phone to record and getting my drink, because it's really, really hot here, just kind of getting ready to record this, and she came up. What I love to adopt all of my interactions now, I really adopt the philosophy that there are no coincidences. And so I feel that Missy helped me validate my idea that balance was a good idea for the week. And as I was saying that, she reached around and with her teeth scratched her hind foot. So I thought there's an example of balance also. And historically, Missy has been a horse who can come unbalanced somewhat easily. Yeah, she just sighed. And she would spend a lot of time when she was out of balance, either mentally or physically, flailing around in her body a bit, you know, trotting around very, very fast, whether there was a rider on her back or not. And just, you know, just this flailing motion in balance mentally or physically. And so a lot of the journey that she and I have been on together is about regaining balance. And there's such an intricate dance between the mental and the physical. And one of the challenges that Missy and I are working on, and she is getting so much better on, is being able to pick up and hold her hind feet to be not only picked out, but, you know, to be trimmed when the farrier comes. And so on and off, that has been one of the things that we've focusing on. And this past week, it was very revealing because I had her away from the other horses. She was in season. It was windy. Not to make excuses, but there were a few pressures that she was encountering, dealing with, that weren't always there. And so we slowed down what we were working on, or I slowed down the requests that I was offering to her, the invitations, because I could just feel that she was a little bit on alert. And oftentimes, we've worked together for a little bit, you know, kind of like the warm-up, and then I would do her feet. I would pick them out. And it wasn't a surprise to me on this day that she couldn't balance herself long enough for me to pick out her hind feet. So instead of getting upset with her because she wasn't cooperating, or somehow being upset with me that, you know, I hadn't made the progress with this horse that I thought I would, I just got a little more curious and tried to think of ways that I could help her be a little more balanced. And of course, the line gets so blurry between mental and physical. And it turned out that I could help her get a little more balanced physically in order to get her feet done. So what I chose to do was, with a very, very light request on the halter rope, I asked her to back. And maybe as a little bit of a pattern, she will back or up two steps and stop, and then she will take her head and put it to one away from you, you know, kind of rooting. But and it happens in other areas too, but this is a pattern for her. You know, the request happens for two steps and then she kind of goes in the opposite direction. I'm trying to think of a fancy word and I can't. Opposition. She goes against anyway. Resistant. I think I'm getting some better words. And so by asking her to back up, and I waited until she could back four steps. And after that, it's not a big surprise that she licked and chewed, blew out, and then I could do her hind feet. So by really paying attention to getting the whole of Missy back into balance, it allowed us to be able to work together to complete that task. And I think that's a great lesson for us, because if we're a little out of balance, we're not going to have that flow to whatever we choose to do. And instead of pushing harder when we're off balance, you know, bringing ourselves back into balance before we go forward, whatever our intentions are, the more balance it will be. And for example, the other day I was sitting down because I have some programs that I'm actually really excited to create them, but they don't always flow out of me as fast as my excitement would like. And I was also, when I had the time to sit down and work on this, I was also really, really tired. And, you know, there, when I get really tired, my creativity is pretty much exhausted. It's gone too. And I could be upset with myself and try harder to figure something out or make something up. You know, here I've been talking about this for how long and I still haven't done it. And fortunately, I'm starting to recognize now when these things happen and instead go, all right, you know what? Maybe I just need to give in and rest or go to bed or, you know, take a break and bring myself more into balance, because I know my creativity is gone. Anything that I create or write, Missy just agreed, anything that comes from me being off balance, I'm not going to be proud of it. It's not going to have that flow. It's not going to have the essence of what I'm hoping to bring. So just an encouragement this week from the horses to really let yourself come into balance, you know, the self-care that's necessary for that to happen before you start putting more demands on yourself to do something else. And when we take that time just to be aware of if we're in balance or not, will allow us that pause to be able to influence things and make them different. And how you get really, really good at regaining your balance is by being off balance. So it's not something to be mad at yourself because you've got off balance or disappointed or feeling like you shouldn't have let that happen. It's just an opportunity to practice coming back in balance. So I hope that this message will help you have a better week, as does Missy. So thank you for listening. If you would like a little more horse inspiration, check out our Facebook page, Hidden Promise. Our website is confidencethroughconnection.com, and we will share something else again with you next week. Bye for now.